Hi, this is Jo Martin and welcome to your Soft Powercast, where you'll discover one of many ideas for leading a more fruitful and fulfilling life. And today we're talking about thinking and thanking. If you're someone who could use a little bit more magic in your life, if you'd like a helping hand from the universe or God or source or whatever you call it, if you're done with always focusing on the bad and wanting to have some real joy in your life, then today's foundational tool is going to make a significant difference for you. Thinking and thanking is one of the three foundational tools that we share in all of our work here at One of Many. It goes hand in hand with our tools of daily journaling and soft play dates. And thinking and thanking makes three. This little triad makes for a hugely large contribution to keeping you in flow. And flow being defined as that state which you can be in to create things you can't plan, to do your best work, to make your highest contribution and enjoy the greatest joy. So we want to be in that state more, right? We want to feel aligned and on path and on purpose. And thinking and thanking is one of the great tools that allows us to continue to do it. One of the things I love about thinking and thanking is how it turns you into a magnet for extraordinary opportunities. Not just opportunities, but also great joy and happiness. Why? Because it's a tool that's grounded in the emotional state of gratitude. I remember a coach of mine once said to me, it's impossible to feel grateful and depressed at the same time. So which would you rather feel, Joe? And it was a really good piece of feedback. I chose grateful. And I know it's really hard to feel grateful all day, every day, which is why with our little tool of thinking and thanking, we just make a time once a day to spend some time in gratitude, because it's a really powerful and cure-all emotion, if you ask me. It replaces any uncomfortable and yucky emotions that you're not enjoying, and it can fill you with a sense of well-being, connection, and great joy. Many of you may have heard of the law of attraction, and that is which we, you know, attract to us those things that we most focus on. So the tool of thinking and thanking allows that to activate as well. But the important thing is to kind of activate that well, there's a certain state that we need to be in for it to work, which is why we do thinking and thanking the way that we do, because it gets you in the right state first so that you can activate, you have the best chance of activating the law of attraction for working with you. So what is thinking and thanking? It's a really simple three-step process, which we recommend that you do at the end of every day. Now, some people recommend keeping a gratitude journal and writing these things down. That is one way you can do it. However, as soon as we start writing, we tend to get into our logic brains a bit. So I prefer not to write. And for another reason, I prefer not to write. I've already done journaling in the mornings. I've already done some writing in the morning. So to do it twice a day feels like a lot for me. So thinking and thanking really is only a 5 to 10 minute exercise, which I do every night just before I go to sleep. And there is a reason I do it just before I go to sleep. Because at that time, our brain is already slowing down and we are starting to get into an almost meditative state, in that kind of magical place between sleeping and waking. And we can really utilize that for this. As I said, to activate the law of attraction, we need to be in a particular state. And in fact, two states. And Martha Beck describes these beautifully. In her book, what's the name of that book? I love it. It's called Finding Your Way in a Wild New World, I think. And the states that you need to be in, first of all, are wordlessness. So, calming the mental chatter, if you like, and just being in your body and just focusing in your body. So in order to do that, I just tune into my body. And my favorite way is just to hear inside the beating of my heart and just really get present to the beating of my heart. You know, some people focus on the breath. There's all sorts of different things you can do to get into that wordless state. And I highly recommend that read of Martha Beck's, because she has some great exercises in there to get into that state. But that's what I like to do. I just lie really still and I hear and feel my heart beating. The next state that you need to sort of get into to be able to do your best job of thinking and thanking is a feeling of connection to all that there is, of interconnectedness, if you like. So in order to do that, you can really just kind of, they happen anyway together, but in going through the process of thinking and thanking, you'll feel into your connection to everything, to the people in your life, the connection to events and synchronicity. All of this will come as you go through the thinking and thanking piece. So what I want you to do is get yourself into that nice, wordless, relaxed state and then open up. And here are the steps to go through. So number one, you just gently reflect on the day, right? Without getting too wordy about it, because remember, we're wanting to stay in that state of wordlessness. But reflect on the day. And one of the things I want you to think about are what experiences of synchronicity or magic have occurred during the day. Things that, well, someone might call it a coincidence, but perhaps there's more at play. What coincidences occurred in any given day? So, you know, a recent experience for me that I've been working on is we had, it wasn't even a coincidence, the first one. You know, my assistant wrote a press release for a women's magazine, Psychologies, and I was really thrilled about that. So in my, you know, in my thinking and thanking at the end of the day, I reflected on that and I was really pleased that we were in this women's magazine. And so I was reflecting on that particular piece of magic and how that occurred. Now, the key is then feel the gratitude. Don't think it, like get out of your head, get rid of the words and just feel the gratitude for whatever that great moment of synchronicity or magic was. And ask for more, right? Just really feel that, more of that, please. Yeah. So identify your coincidences and magical things, and then step two is thanking, right? Bask in the gratitude for those coincidences. This is back in the wordless state, being truly grateful for these coincidences and magical things that occur. And then you just go through everything that you're grateful for, any moments of magic, any coincidences, but then you can go on to all other things like your relationships with your family, with friends, your current state of health, your current fabulous home, whatever it is that you're grateful for, just think it. And then be deeply grateful, thank it, right? So move it from the head and into the body, that deep, deep thanking. Bask in the gratitude for all the good that you have in your life. And each time you bask in the gratitude for something, ask for more of these things. Do you know, it was interesting playing with this recently because just out of nowhere, we've had a flurry of press reaching out to me. We did one press release to Psychologies magazine, and I'm not saying it's solely because of my thinking and thanking, but we've had a flurry of press, you know, people requesting me to write blogs for them, people requesting me to contribute to their books. We've even got a sought after television program interested in featuring our work because where, you know, I haven't actively done any press, right? But this is just happening. And as again, I'm not saying it's because of thinking and thanking, but I do want to give you an example, though, of a time when gratitude, you know, was really clearly caused more synchronicity for me. And it was a time when I'd first started on my journey as a coach, and I invested a lot of money in learning to be a coach, and I wasn't making a lot of money yet. And I remember I must have been reading Napoleon Hill. I think he talks about the law of attraction in there. And he says, you know, be grateful for what's in your wallet and know that more will come. And at the time I was reading it, I was sitting on a bus in Sydney. So I opened my wallet and I had $18 in there. Wasn't a lot of money, but, you know, it was some. So I just really basked in the gratitude for having $18 in my bank account and said, you know, and more, please. Do you know what was really interesting? That night, a friend of mine from drama school, because I was still at drama school at the time, said, let's go out for a drink after class tonight. And a part of me knew that the $18 that I had in my wallet was pretty much all I had to see me through until I did my next medical shift to support me, right? This is back in the day where I was doing, schlepping all the way up to the Blue Mountains in Sydney, 2 hours on the train to do some, shift work on the wards up there to earn enough money to see me through part-time drama school and part-time trying to get my coaching business off the ground. It was nuts. Anyway. I knew that that was really all I had until I went and did this next shift. So I thought, God, you know, I can't really afford to go and have a drink. But for whatever reason, I just said yes. I thought, yeah, live a bit dangerously, let's do it. I wanted to spend some time with her. So we went out, and anyway, we just had a drink, one each. And at the end of the night, she said, let me get this, my treat. And I said, are you sure? And she said, yeah. And we went up to the bar, and do you know how much the drinks came to? $18 exactly. And as that came up, I just went, you know what? That's gratitude for you. That's thanking. That's that synchronicity law of the universe at work. So I'm not saying you can make it work every time, but I am saying that if you're in the right state, you can. And the state to be in is that deeply relaxed state where you can shift from thinking into thanking, feeling that when you're in that wordless state, that feeling of thanking, which gets you activated to your connection to be able to create things. It's really when you're in what I call your sorceress power type, right? When you're in that sorceress power type, you really can draw more magic to you. It's a deeply fabulous place to be. So this is a really simple process. I encourage you to do it over the next 2 weeks every night. It only should take, 3, 4, 5 minutes, as much time as you want to give it. I usually fall asleep while I'm doing it, right? And it is quite relaxing as well. So just before you're about to go to sleep, get yourself relaxed, feel into your heartbeat or notice your breath, get yourself into that lovely wordless state, then reflect on the day. Think of all of the little bits of magic that have occurred, be grateful for them and ask for more. And then second, you need to think about all of the other things you're grateful for that are not necessarily synchronicity or magic, but just great, things that you love, and ask for more. Bask in that state and get ready to tune in to what magic happens when the universe gets on your side and starts to help you out. Notice what you attract into your life over the next 2 weeks by incorporating this tiny little tool of thinking and thanking. I look forward to hearing how you go in the B1 Global Community, or alternatively, share with your coach when you work with them this week. Till then, be grateful, because you can always have more of whatever it is you're grateful for.